This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says at civicmedia.us. JaneSays. Jane Says at civicmedia.us. This is from the HuffPost. David Moy, the lucky one with the byline, the headline reads, "Screeching like a gull is the goal of this bird-brained contest, the European Gull Screeching Championship, attracted 60 seagull sound-alikes from 14 countries to a coastal town in Belgium over the weekend."
There is a video component to this, yes, and this story will be both in the show notes as well as the This Shouldn't Be a Thing separate mini episode that mm-hmm. comes out every day. Mm-hmm. We also have a portion of that. The reason why I'm giving you such a ramp up is because if you're listening to this on headphones, turn the volume down for about 10 seconds. Not off, just down
just
a little
down
bit.
Just down a little bit.
Because it's going to get loud. Cal, can you play that clip, please?
That's
a human.
Annoying.
This was the fifth annual European Gull Screeching Championship, attracting 60 seagull sound-alikes from 14 countries. Contestants given points based on... What are you looking at me so disapprovingly? They were awarded points based on their sound and performance in three categories, Greg. Adult, junior, and colony.
Oh, the video makes so much more sense now.
The contest intended to create a more positive image of seagulls, which have been called, among other things, trash birds, beach rats, and klepto gulls.
Well, they do steal. I don't know. Like,
and they're relentless.
They're I told you this story. When I used to work for the city of Racine, there was a mama seagull that had a nest at the top of the city hall of the municipal building. And the babies had hatched, mm-hmm. and they were little. And mama birds, mamas of any animal, are protective of their babies.
Very.
This was a four-story building. She would dive bomb on people just walking around, not on the roof, walking around the general vicinity of the building. So much so, we had to put signs on both sides of the building and said, "Watch out for aggressive seagulls."
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, so
they're big birds.
They're big birds, and they've evolved to do what they do to live with. If they're stealing stuff, it's because we, the humans who have evolved to live here, put stuff out and they steal it. But the reason, Jane, I look at you with this day, not at you, of course, because you're wonderful, your head warts.
Thanks.
It is because I am tired of Europe making fun of America for our various traditions, whether it includes, you know, monster trucks or barbecue sauces. Meanwhile, we have now covered, I think, three stories where it is chasing cheese down a hill.
We did have that one.
Seagull imitation contest.
This one.
And now there's one that's, I'm so just alight with anger that Europe is never allowed to make fun of us again.
Okay, mutual mockery.
That's
we get to
fine.
Engage in mutual
yes,
mockery.
Absolutely. You've got your weird traditions. We have our weird traditions, but let's not look down our nose upon America. You literally, but people in a room painted their faces.
Dressed in costumes.
Dressed in the dingiest cosplay on earth, and you made bird noises.
Denmark's Anita Brenade says she took part in this seagull screeching contest. Quote, "I like that seagulls like fries because I love fries. And they're just a bit misunderstood like me, and they're cute," unquote. She admits practicing for the seagull contest. She said, "I went to the beach. I looked at many seagulls. I screeched at them. Then they got scared of me. Maybe I said something wrong in seagull."
You see, Jane, this is my point. If an American would have said this about any animal here in the States, they would have gotten made fun of so hard on European television. Oh, look how dumb it is. This is a bad Francesca. Look how dumb the Americans are with their birds and their cheeses.
That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.